I was stuttering there for no reason. Hubba, 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 hubba. Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Sarah. How's it going?
It's going great, but summer is over, which is sad.
It can be a bummer, but it was a pretty good summer.
That's true. We enjoyed some good weather at times and some good storytelling at WFAE.
And it was a pretty good Charlotte Talks summer-wise because we had our very first summer showcase of listeners sending in their covers of the theme.
Of course. Couldn't forget that. It was one of our highlights. The entry period to enter in your version of the Charlotte Talks theme song has come and gone, but we wanted to share a sampling of what we got over the summer.
And as we pointed out at the beginning of all this, we got the idea from Morning Edition.
Yes.
So we need to thank them, but we also need to thank the dozens of people that sent in their songs. We had about 30 or so, which was way more than we thought we'd have. I know when we were in the planning stage of this, we thought it would take a while for anyone to send something in. But within, I think it was a day or so, people were already sending us their submissions.
Yeah, we actually had to tell people, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a good problem to have. Yeah. We had so much talent out there that, you know, people would write in and say, you know, when I heard you were doing this contest, although it wasn't really a contest, that they knew they had to send something in because they really wanted to get involved with Charlotte Talks. And so we want to take this time to run through some of the songs you probably heard during the Friday News Roundups and relive some of our favorite versions, because we really had, as you know, we had a lot of entries, first of all, but we had a lot of favorite entries on top of that. And it was really hard to pick on some weeks which ones to put in.
That's a really good point, Chris, because we did spend a lot of time and thought into going like, what music is going to fit a show. You know, there were times that like we wanted to play certain ones, but then there was serious news and it wouldn't have been the best fit. So there really, we did listen to every submission that we got. There was a lot of thought that went into picking the songs and where they played and when.
And one of those songs in particular that was a perfect fit for a show was another one of our favorites, Ed Regner. His version we thought was a perfect one to use on a more serious show.
So we're going to play a clip of that and show you guys how we use that music right now.
From 90.7 WFAE, this is Charlotte Talks. I'm Mike Collins. The sounds of protesters last night in Charlotte after police shot and killed a black man outside an apartment complex near UNC Charlotte. What started peacefully became violent, continuing into the night, leaving dozens injured, including a number of CMPD officers. As the night went on, protesters shut down traffic on I-85, with some of them opening the backs of trucks, removing boxes, and setting them on fire in the middle of the highway. Police used tear gas to break up the crowd and by early morning had cleared the interstate. Details about what led to the protests and how this story unfolded through the night. This hour on Charlotte Talks. First, the news.
Perfect tone for a more serious show.
I remember walking into the office of our executive producer, Wendy Herkey, as soon as I heard it, that this was a song, that this was a keeper to use beyond the summer showcase. And as many of the versions that were sent in were, you know, we have every intention of playing them in specific shows where they could be a good setting, they could be a good setup for the hour that's to come.
Yes. So thank you, Ed. And yeah, moving on. I wanted to play one that was just, I think this was another one that you heard first, Chris. It was by Don Anthony, who is a jazz singer here in Charlotte. And you were like, oh my gosh, you got to listen to this. This is like just so different and fun and amazing. And this is Don singing all the vocals, doing all the different music that you're going to hear.
This is one person doing all of these, I don't know what the word is.
All these sounds.
Sounds.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, so we'll just let that be the setup and go into it now. Bum, bum, ba-do-dum, ba-do-dum, bum, bum, ba-do-dum. Love that. Love the ending.
Another example of just the variety of versions that were sent in.
Yeah. All right, Chris, did you have any favorites that we haven't talked about that you want to?
One of my favorites is just because of how unique it is of all the entries is by Frank Guzek. And I'll let you hear for yourself just how unique it is.
So many different elements in that.
I think it was you who said that this could have been in a Wes Anderson film.
Yes.
It's just quirky.
Yes, it's quirky and whimsical in the best ways possible.
And to me, it sounds like, and this is going way back now, but I am an old person, one of the early themes of All Things Considered. It has kind of that same sound. And here's an example of that theme, and you could see how similar they are. They don't make them like they used to.
They don't, and maybe...
maybe rightfully so.
I have to say, I think Frank's is top-notch.
Oh, his is much better than
yes,
that.
Yes, but I do hear the different beeps and the different elements and layering. Like, I hear that. I hear...
The beeps and boops.
Well, I guess it's time for my favorite. One, it was such a good summer song, and it was fun, and it was just a way that I had never, in my wildest dreams... Imagine the Charlotte Talks theme song is this kind of surf rock sort of version of the Charlotte Talks theme song. And I just listened to it. And I was like, this is great. I love this. And it was by Philip Wheeler, Jeff Sayre, and Garrett Hesfeld. I mean, come on. That's pretty cool. I think one of my favorite, I mean, I love the guitar and the bass in it, but like the drums and just how like sometimes complex the drum line becomes. Mm-hmm. It's just like, whoa, there's so much power. And I think the week that we played this, Mike talked over it a little bit as like he was reading credits and stuff like that. And it just made Mike Collins sound really
groovy.
Groovy. Yeah, I dug it.
Dare I say groovier.
Groovier than he already is,
right.
Which is very.
Mike plays the accordion.
He's amazing.
He demurs when you tell him how talented he is with it. But we had him do the tune so we could give an example this summer when we wanted to get listeners thinking about this. And if you heard the promo behind this summer, you probably heard the accordion version of it. But we asked Mike to I forget what his name for it was, but it was a huge monstrosity of a machine that he wheeled in. He had to wheel it into the studio because it was that big. And he was able to churn out his version of the theme on the accordion. We surprised Mike with that. He didn't know we were going to play it on the air as one of the rejoins after one of the breaks during the summer showcase. And the way this worked was we would give Mike a list that morning of who the artists were. And that morning, because we wanted to surprise him, we just told him that the artist was Colin Michaels.
And it worked.
And it worked.
And he was surprised.
Very.
It was great. Anything you learned from this experience?
Just how involved listeners get with your program. You know, I'm still relatively new to the show, and I'm just always floored by the place in listeners' lives we have, that they would spend so much time. Because, you know, obviously a song, it only plays for 9-10 seconds on the air, but it takes a lot of work behind it.
Yeah.
So it really means something for people to give up an hour of their time to come up with something with the hope that would get on the radio. Because there were some, as you'll hear at the end of this little segment, that we didn't get on the air. But they still felt that passionately about the show that they wanted to be a part of it.
It was fun to work with you on this. I hope that we get to do something like this again. If you have any ideas for listener submissions and you're listening to this, like, send us an email. Send Charlotte Talks an email, because we'd like to do something different and keep up the fun.
Absolutely. So, again, we thank everyone. We can't thank everyone enough for their help with this and for going above and beyond what we thought we would get out of this. So thanks again, everybody.
Thank you. Here's a sampling of some that we got to and some that we didn't get to, including one from the Charlotte Pride Band, which is the grand finale, which is
our big finish,
which is pretty worth sticking around for.
Yep.
So thank you so much, and Chris, it was a pleasure.
Likewise.
Trumpet, then the news is done. Charlotte Talks will now get started.